We're told that Abyssinian guinea pigs are well known for their vibrant, larger-than-life personalities, often referred to by owners as having abitude. They are considered one of the most friendly and engaging guinea pig breeds. Abyssinians are highly inquisitive, and they love to explore their surroundings. They need a stimulating environment with plenty of space and tunnels and hideouts to satisfy their curiosity and prevent mischief. They are more active than many other breeds, often engaging in what's called popcorning, and that's joyful hopping and twisting in the air when excited or happy. Abyssinians are quite loud and use a wide range of sounds, including squeaks, whistles, and purrs to communicate their needs and emotions. Owners often learn to recognize their specific demands, especially around mealtimes. They are bright and can be trained to recognize their owners and respond to calls, particularly when food is involved. With gentle, regular handling, many become affectionate lap pigs, as they call them, who enjoy cuddling. Many owners describe them as having a cheeky or sassy streak. In summary, Abyssinian guinea pigs are wonderful pets for owners who can provide ample attention, space, and stimulation. Their bold, energetic, and affectionate nature make them highly engaging and rewarding companions. That from Rena Sherwood and other experts on Abyssinian guinea pigs. Now, if you heard that description of a guinea pig with Personality Plus, or better yet, if you welcomed one into your own home, would you fall for your little friend and want to share his or her antics with family and friends? And if you were a professional writer with a curious, intelligent, energetic cutie named Waffles, maybe you'd even be inclined to write about Waffles in a formal way. That is, write a book titled, for instance, A Week with Waffles. Tom Speicher is an award-winning writer and video producer at Pennsylvania College of Technology in Williamsport, and he has followed his first book, A Week with Waffles, with A Day with Waffles and Alexis, and his most recent celebration of Waffles in print is Waffles Goes to the Beach. Tom Speicher stopped in at the WVIA studios to introduce us to Waffles and invite us to the beach.
Waffles was a guinea pig that my daughter picked out many, many years ago, and Waffles had a nice long life and was a great pet, and she loved her grapes. That was the big thing. When you went to the refrigerator, she would start chirping, anticipating grapes. So, but she was a loving pet, and I got the idea it would be fun to do a book about Waffles, sort of an educational and fun book at the same time. And at my real job at Penn College, I had done a story about a colleague who wrote a book about an illustrated children's book about her son who is visually impaired called Meet Mason. And her name is Megan Rogers, a very nice lady. And I ended up doing a story about her. And as part of that story, I interviewed her illustrator. And after I did the story about Megan's book and got it out, a couple months later, I got to thinking, you know, it'd be fun to do an illustrated book about Waffles. So I came up with the idea to do A Week with Waffles, which was the first Waffles book where we go through a week with our furry friend, and I contacted the illustrator who Megan used, and her name is Marina Samuel from Argentina, and she loved the idea. I sent her the manuscript, and she said, yeah, let's do it, and that's how we went off to the races, so to speak.
And what was so nice about A Week with Waffles, not only did we enjoy the time that we spent with Waffles each day, but it was a way of introducing young ones to what the days of the week were all about, right?
Yes, definitely. And Marina came up with a great idea that I incorporated at the end of the book to put a calendar in there where the readers, the kids, could write in their own activities for each day of the week.
And so you could have stopped there, but what encouraged you to go on?
it was a very well-received book, and I had fun doing it. And I got the idea to do a Waffles book based on baseball, actually. And unfortunately, that turned out to be a little bit more complicated than it needed to be because of rights and so forth. And in the meantime, we suffered tremendous loss. My partner Maria's eldest daughter, Alexis, untimely passed away. And in an effort to help deal with that and to honor her legacy, I switched gears to have Waffle spend a day with Alexis. So the next Waffles book, which was done very quickly, and the illustrator dropped everything to do this, which was wonderful on her part, is called A Day with Waffles and Alexis. And it's goes throughout the day, engaging in activities that Alexis loved to do. And the whole setup of the book is Maria and I have to go away, and Alexis and Cashew the dog come to babysit Waffles, so to speak. And they have fun throughout the day. And Alexis was a member of the Penn State women's rugby team. And she actually, at the time of her passing, was coaching rugby at Penn State. So we had to incorporate rugby into the book, which was fun. And so that's a very special book. And again, it followed the format of A Week with Waffles, in that each page asked kids questions. It asked the reader questions, like if Waffles and Alexis are having supper, well, what do you like to eat for dinner? What do you like to go to the Community Arts Center in Williamsport for a Broadway show? You know, what shows would you like to see? Stuff like that. So like A Week with Waffles, each page tries to interact with the reader.
And what's wonderful too, and we'll see it when we get to installment number 3, but the colors that...
Oh, she's amazing.
She's amazing, isn't she?
Yes, she certainly is. And I feel so fortunate to have found her to be able to do these books. And she really enjoys doing them. I think she's done almost 40 children's books now. And I've never met her. That's just the funny thing. We've just always communicated online. Yeah, and it's been a great collaboration for sure.
And we'll go to the beach with Waffles next, but the other touching thing about the Waffles series is that you are making some of the proceeds available to important causes that can help students, for example.
Yes. For the first Waffles book and the latest one, Waffles Goes to the Beach, a portion of proceeds goes to the Emergency Scholarship Fund at Penn College, helping students in dire financial need. Maria and I both work, my partner Maria and I both work at Penn College. I've been at Penn College for over 30 years in different jobs. So it's a very important institution to me, and it's a great cause to support. And the second Waffles book, we mentioned Alexis with rugby. A portion of proceeds from that went to Penn State rugby.
In her honor. Well, you have a wonderful imagination. You have so many interests. How did you decide to send Waffles to the beach?
Well, I was kicking it around, and I thought it would be fun that if Waffles and her buddies, Cashew the dog, and Maria and I still take care of Cashew twice a year. Cashew comes for her vacation. And the cats, Django and Leon, they belong to Maria's daughter, Nicole, and son-in-law, Dylan. And we get to take care of the cats once in a while. So this is fun because all the buddies, all of Waffles' buddies are on every page, really. And the illustrator keeps making Maria and myself look younger.
Oh, is she savvy?
Yes, yes.
She's going to be with you for a long
yes.
time. In keeping with your educational bent in an entertaining way with these books, how does Waffles help us as young ones to understand what we might need to be aware of if we're going to the beach? Safety things?
Well, a little bit. It's funny you bring that up because we make a point early in the book that Waffles says it's nice that Maria and Tom are always close by watching us. And then Waffles asks the questions, well, who is watching you? Who takes care of you? So I thought that, and it even mentions casually that, you know, after putting sunscreen on, we head to the beach.
Yes. So there are yes. those little clues that they know that, well, if Waffles does it, I can do it too.
Right. Exactly. Yes.
Right. Do you get a sense as a writer, because you've been a writer for all those 30 years at Penn College, I'm sure. Is it like writing stories for young people? Is it different? Are there...
Oh, yeah. It's very different, and it's much more liberating writing for young people. And before that, like back in, I think it was 2020, I did Bucky Deacon's Dilemma, which you had me on Art Scene for to talk about that. And that was geared to middle school readers. So I found this even more enjoyable going down in age. Like, this is appropriate for, you know, preschoolers, early elementary. And it's just, it's fun. And I always bounce ideas off Maria, too, when coming up with the manuscript, because maybe the way I'm wording it just doesn't seem right. And, you know, it's just playing around with it for a while. It doesn't happen overnight.
Do you do a test run? Do you have little ones in your life whom you can say, okay, yeah, here, read this. Let's see you smile. Let's see where you laugh. Do you?
Well, the first Waffles book, I had my niece, Allison, who teaches first grade in Virginia, read it over and say, okay, what's the age range for this, et cetera. And so she gave good input. And from then on, I've kind of followed the same pattern. But it's interesting going to schools, or like the other week, I was at the child care center at Penn College doing a reading of the latest Waffles book. And it's just interesting what catches their attention. And it's comical, too, when you're in a group of kids, each page asks a question. So I'll ask a question based on what's in the book. Like early on in the Waffles Goes to the Beach book, Waffle sees the ocean for the first time and remarks how blue it is. And then the question to the reader is, what is your favorite color? I go to the classroom to ask that question, and I'll have, you know, 15 hands go up, and then they won't say anything. They get so excited, they want to answer, but then they get shy. Then other times you'll have 15 answers at once.
Yeah. Also, there's a sense with this coterie of friends that friends and buddies are important.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, and that's why some of the questions in there focus on that. Like, what do you like to play with your friends, or who are your friends? And also the importance of family, like who in the family, it doesn't have to be your mom and dad necessarily, but who in the family is looking after you, you know, who loves you, that kind of, just try to bring that out in the book.
Before we go a little bit more deeply with Waffles, let's go back to your connection with WVIA. We were just all in Philadelphia, where you were able to receive an Emmy Award for your participation in a very special project, not only for WVIA, but all of Williamsport and the college. And you've been connected so long and so often with this. Tell us about that.
Sure. My connection with WVIA goes back to the late 1990s. When we did the You're the Chef cooking series, which was nominated for a couple Mid-Atlantic Emmy Awards during our time here. We did about 100 episodes. We had a great staff from WVIA, Chris Hedrickson, who's still here. I have so much respect for Chris. He was our director and did a great job. We just had a fun time with that series. We really did. And that, like I said, we did about 100 episodes. And I still miss doing that. We always have people coming up saying, you should do a reunion show, you know, that which would be a blast to do.
And that was based out of the cooking program?
Yeah, our hospitality program at Penn College. Chef Paul Mock, who was a master teacher at Penn College, was the co-host, was the expert. I was the cooking novice. And most importantly, we had student interns who worked on the show and did cooking key segments and were the production assistants. So it was a whole college operation, which was neat. And it was wonderful to work with WVIA with that. And then for years, I've been working with WVIA to cover the Challenger Exhibition baseball game at the Little League World Series. And that is just a very special, special event. It really warms your heart. I worked the World Series on the radio doing all the U.S. games, but being able to do the Challenger Exhibition game, that I tell everybody, that is the most important game at the World Series, the best game every year. And we were very fortunate to be honored with the Emmy Award this past year. And that was great to share it with Ben Pavias here at WVIA and all the folks here. And it was also really special that you, WVIA, won that major award for Station of the Year, beating out the big boys in Philly and Pittsburgh. That was awesome.
Thank you for mentioning that. I think we'll leave that in. So it's wonderful because you do have this heart, and it comes through in that way, in addition to a love and respect for sports. And tell our listeners, too, about the book that was started but wasn't completed, and so you were able to take the book and bring it to its completion.
Yeah, that was Bucky Deacon's dilemma. One of my mentors, and he was a mentor for many, the late Bill Byam, he's a legend in the Williamsport area as an educator, a broadcaster, a sports journalist. And he wrote Bucky Deacon's Dilemma in the 1980s on an old typewriter. And it always bothered him that he could never get it published. Back then, there was no self-publishing or anything like that. So he didn't get anywhere with it. And a couple weeks before he died, he mentioned it again to me. And he was in very poor health at this time. And after he died, several months later, I got the idea, hey, wouldn't it be cool if I could get my hands on the original manuscript and put something together and get it out there? And his son found the manuscript minus one chapter, a critical chapter. And so I spent many, many months rewriting it, but it's still Bill's voice that comes through. So that was really cool to do.
Very, very, again, Steve, so that's your heart. And so we see your heart in the Waffles series in every which way. Now I see these wonderful, oh, young, good looking. Ooh.
Yeah, look out.
Yeah. And they're playing golf. Mini golf?
Mini golf, real, yes, yeah.
That you do that at the beach, don't
yes,
you?
Yeah, all that's, these activities. Food, avoiding the seagulls, you know, being in the waves.
And kites. Oh, aren't kites
oh, yes.
fun at the beach?
Yes.
And a beach ball, yeah.
Of course, of course.
Sand castles and seashells.
My favorite illustration, I believe, is the one with all the buddies underwater, how colorful it is, and they see some crabs and other fish, thanks to the goggles that Maria and I were kind enough to purchase for them. And it's something, Erica, that really, it amazes the kids. In some ways, when I go to these schools, they think I just made all this stuff up. And then when they find out that, no, there was a Waffles, there is a cashew, there is a Django. Unfortunately, some days there's a Django. Django doesn't behave very well. And there's a Leon. Like, all these animals exist. They're real, yeah.
And they love that, do they?
Yeah, they go crazy over that, yeah.
Isn't reading a real book with someone or on their own an important experience for them to have?
And I have the option with, they're published on Amazon. You can order all these books on Amazon. And in Williamsport, they're available at Auto Bookstore. You have the option to make ebooks for them, like electronic versions of the books. And I did for Bucky Deacon's Dilemma, and I did for the first Waffles book. But after that, I was like, no, I want them to touch it. Yeah. And I think parents appreciate that too. Like Maria's daughter, Nicole, just had a baby. She's so cute. Couple weeks ago, named Stella, and we were in the room last night, and it's so nice to see in Stella's room that there are so many books already that she has to read, and I think that's the way to go.
Everybody, no doubt, is asking you, Mr. Speicher, are you going to write another in the Waffles series?
Right, right.
And?
Probably at some point in time. You know, I thought the other day, I didn't even tell Maria this, that it'd be nice when Stella, granddaughter, gets a little bit older to do like Waffles meet Stella and spends the day with her. Yes, that would be fun, but we'll see what the future holds.
Thomas Speicher, award-winning writer, video producer in public relations and marketing at the Pennsylvania College of Technology, author of a series of three children's books, his Waffles series, and A Week with Waffles, number one, A Day with Waffles and Alexis, that's the second, and most recently, Waffles Goes to the Beach. Each one stands on its own. You don't need this series to understand who Waffles is and who Waffles' friends are. And if you'd like more information about Thomas Speicher and his writing, you can go to the website of Penn College of Technology, pct.edu, pct.edu.